Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Reagan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Reagan. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball towards left. Yastrzemski settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Yastrzemski. Fernandez moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Fernandez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Clinton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clinton. McAuliffe scores. Osborne goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Osborne juggles the ball. That's an error on Osborne. Geiger moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Geiger scores. Bressuit goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Runnels moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-1 in the game. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Osborne hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown scoops up the ball and tags Bressoud for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Brown trying to get to third. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Malzone, who tags Brown for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Bressoud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Osborne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Boros now playing third base. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schilling for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman pinch hits for Gene Conley. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Merlin Nippert now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 0-for-2 in the game. Regan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-3 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bressuit moves to third. Terry Fox now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bressuit scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Dick Raddatz. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Gary Geiger. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Ron Klein now pitching. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing center field. Hal Kahlstedt now pitching. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros strikes out. One out. Bob Farley pinch hits for Dick Brown. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Ron Klein. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Farley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jake Wood pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fernandez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 4 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.